Today we're talking to Tobias Reichmuth. He's a serial entrepreneur and also Shark Tank investor of the Swiss TV series Höhle der Löwen. He has founded multiple very interesting and very successful companies in the past. He's going to talk about longevity and how to build companies in this space. Maybe Tobias, you will have to run in a bit. And so could you explain us how you build a company in such an early stage industry? So how can it keep up with these big guys, these big pharma companies that have 20 times more R&D investments in this space? What do you think?
Yeah, pleasure to talk about that. I think that the main point is the big pharma guys, they do not necessarily focus on those early stage topics as we do. For them, it's an area of interest. Longevity is an area of interest. We see this that already large players, I mean, among them Roche, for example, reached out to us via their venture arm. But they don't reach out to us to basically say, hey, what should we do? It's more that they say, oh, what you guys are doing, and let us know when it's ready for us to look closer at it. For them, an early stage investment is something they can buy for $1 billion or $10 billion or something like that. They don't invest 5.2 million into a startup, for example. That's not interesting. Yeah. So basically you can say we do not see any competition from large pharma when it comes to, let's say, the early industry of longevity right now. I rather think it's a competition between the different players, which are all startups. Some of them already are very well funded. And what makes them successful or not successful? Team. It's always the team. So when we, as a company builder, Maximon is a company builder, when we look at startups, we are more interested in the team than the idea. Now, the luxury of a company builder is that you can form the team yourself. You see an idea or an idea is brought to you, you analyze it, you validate whether it's the right time, whether the science, the scientific background is sound or not. And if you say, yes, there is a market and yes, this is science which is, ready to be marketed, it's evidence-based results around, then you form a team. And that is the key. And now, what makes a successful team versus a not successful team? Yeah. I think the main point is if you allow the team to focus on their product and time to market, to reduce time to market, they have a bigger chance, a higher chance to be successful than if they are disturbed, so to say, by continuous fundraising and legal matters and HR and so on. So why did we build a company builder? I mean, all the partners of Maximon have built companies in the past or are associated with company building, venture capital and so on, and have seen how companies are built. What we learned is, and I learned this myself of being an entrepreneur, is if you build a company yourself as a first-time entrepreneur, in the first 2 years, you spend 50% of your time for fundraising. That's 50%, which is not available to build the company or to build the product. Yeah. And so as a company builder, we keep the back of these entrepreneurs free. Yeah? We tell them, look, you focus on the product, we do the rest. And with the rest, we mean we provide financing up to a Series A. A Series A is a venture capital round, which in our case should always be double digit. We take care of the legal structuring, the shareholder agreements, the company set up in Switzerland and so on, tax efficient and all that. We help on an operational basis. So it's not that we stand at the side and say, hey, here you have money, go and run. It's more that we say we help building the company. Operational, we are part of the team. It also means that the company can start earlier. They don't have to wait until they have completed the whole team building, but they can say, look, we have here two founders and the missing link is whatever, chief science officer. We have a chief science officer with Ashish, so he can step in there. If they need HR, we have HR. So whatever that is. So I think the success here is find a good team and keep their back free so they can focus on the product.
Okay, interesting. And so I only invested in publicly traded longevity companies in the past. And so how do you think does it differ to the private equity VC space?
A lot, I guess. I mean, if you invest in listed stock, that's established companies, more or less established companies at least, yeah. You do not have certain risks of total failure. Well, you still might have them, yeah, if a company is badly managed or so. But I would say in an early startup environment, you do take more risk, clearly. And you also, you don't look for an upside of whatever, 20% a year. You look for an upside of a factor 20 over 5 years, yeah, at least. Yeah. So I would say you have much higher involvement. I mean, yeah, if you buy stock from Nestle, what is your involvement with the daily management of Nestle? I mean, you need to be a very big shareholder that they listen to you. Yeah. Here, you invest in a startup, you co-found it in a way, that's our job, and you also have a word to say, you help on a daily basis. So it's a very, very different role of being a seed or venture investor here, especially as a company builder, where you really, you know, you take part in the operational world. I think you can hardly even compare it. Yeah.
Okay, and can you maybe tell us a bit about your startup, Maximon?
Well, Maximon is a company builder, so it's a startup which builds startups, you can say. What we do is we always have three parties. One is the startup company we want to build. The second one is Maximon as the incubator. And the third one is our longevity co-investment fund. Now, there is a startup with a team. That team gets 50% of each company. Why so much? Because otherwise you don't find good founders. You need to give them upside. Our promise to these founders is that they will not be diluted up to a Series A, which, as I mentioned before, is a double-digit financing round. So they get money, they get all the support from Maximon, as I mentioned before, you know, operational, structural, HR, office space, also the whole network. There is basically a bit of a ecosystem we build around. Yeah. Maximon gets 25% because we put sweat equity in. We do the validation, so we take the early risk that we also might say in one or two occasions, hey, this doesn't work, let's drop it. Yeah, and we keep working for 2 or 3 years operationally with the team. We don't get any money from that startup, so there is no service level agreement or anything. We do that for equity. And the third part is the fund. The fund gets also 25%, and the fund has the task to finance that startup up to Series A, which in average takes about 5 million Swiss francs. Yeah. So that's the general setup. Yeah. And the great thing is you have a perfect alignment of interest because the entrepreneurs, Maximon, and the fund have shares. That's the only thing. There is no performance fee or anything in between. It's just if the company works and the shares are worth a lot, we are all happy. If not, we are all unhappy. Yeah. Now, per year, we plan to found 3 to 4 companies, maybe then after a year, 4, 5 to 6 companies. We have company architects. They work for Maximon and basically fill the gaps in the startup teams if there is a founder missing, for example. And as I said before, our job is basically to identify the right ideas, which can be brought from scientists from the outside, or which are ideas we bring up ourselves. We build those companies, we help them avoiding the common mistakes founders can do, because we have built a lot of companies. And what I can say here is it does not really matter what kind of company you build. There is some general rules of building companies and they're always the same. No matter whether you are in a whatever construction company, a bioscience company or space. And so I think, you know, this experience here helps speeding up the whole process a lot and allows companies to grow faster and reduce time to market.